Dear Instructional Designer, Episode 33. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Dear Instructional Designer, the show about the instructional design journey. I'm your host, Kristen Anthony. It's Season 2 of Dear ID, a season dedicated to the tools, tech, and solutions we use to create learning experiences. A couple of episodes ago, I talked about using Twine, both as a prototyping tool and as a way to create rich, story-based learning experiences in a free and open-source software. Today, I want to extend that a little bit and talk about the larger related category of tools you can use, perhaps when you're starting out looking to build a portfolio, or if you're just looking for something new, and that is game makers. When I say game makers, I mean tools that democratize making mostly 2D games. Tools like Construct 2, Game Maker, Game Salad, RPG Maker, Stencil, Unity, and the like. These tools are meant to help independent, one-person game makers create games without necessarily having to know how to code or have a team of developers working by their side. Of course, teams of people can still use these tools, but they enable someone who isn't highly technical to have the tools they need to create a viable game. These tools are obviously geared toward making games, so why would I recommend them to you for creating an e-learning interaction? Well, there are a few reasons. First, I've said it again and again, it's totally useful to purchase one of the industry tools and get to know it, because many, many job postings specifically list an e-learning authoring tool that they want the applicant to know. However, I've also said again and again that you shouldn't let not being able to afford or access one of these tools be a barrier. Game makers on the whole, and the ones I've mentioned specifically, are a much, much more affordable option for someone looking to build a portfolio, test out a concept, or just experiment with e-learning interaction development. So you don't need to drop a bundle to actually make something interesting. The added bonus is that while most of these tools will accommodate text, most video games are not text-based or text-centric. Text and reading have a much smaller part to play in game design as a medium. So you'll almost be forced into creating a user interface and an interaction that isn't text-heavy, which is a great constraint to have for yourself. Secondly, though people have made games in the e-learning specific authoring tools, that's not really what those are for, and the scripting available in them, the variables and the ability to add more complex scripts, is not a strong suit of those tools. So again, people have done super interesting stuff. I just played, actually, Hero Land by Richard Hill, and it's amazing, but I can't help feeling that it was much harder than was necessary because of the tool. Games and game-based learning, simulations of conversations for persuasion, role-playing game style, are all possible and well-suited for game makers. Now, one important caveat is that these tools aren't made for learning, so they aren't focused necessarily on accessibility. They aren't necessarily focused on standards like SCORM or XAPI or being able to put your content into an LMS. Now, there are tools that will allow you to wrap game content in SCORM. Of course, you can use code to generate XAPI statements from your game without having to put it in an LMS. And you can also link to or embed an HTML5 game published from these tools into an authoring tool or within an LMS. That's something I've experimented with and wrote a blog post on, and I'll link to that in the show notes. But of course, that's an extra layer, so that's probably one reason people try and make their games in authoring tools. Still, game makers have the upper hand in giving you the power and the flexibility to make really cool stuff much more easily. It's not a hack, it's not a workaround. These are tools built specifically to allow you to make games. And that, of course, includes learning games. Thirdly, as my friend Mel Milloway mentioned in our conversation way back in season one, game makers give you a lot of the same experiences as using an e-learning authoring tool. The same kind of thinking has to go into it. The same kind of work needs to be done. But with the added benefit of actually being able to have much more and much finer control over your interaction. So think about this with me. An e-learning authoring tool has a niche. Your output is meant to have a certain look. We've talked about this before. Most of them expect you to create a slide-based design with buttons, hiding and showing bits of text with some images, etc. Of course you can do more. You can push these tools. I'm not saying that you can't. There are tons of examples of instructional designers doing just that. But on the other hand, a game maker, except for something like RPG Maker, which is focused on making, you guessed it, RPGs, a game maker doesn't know what kind of game you'll make. It could be a platformer like Super Mario. It could be a stealth game. It could be a fighting game. It could be a dating sim. So you have a lot of freedom in these tools to do the things you need and want to do, to use various actions, to use scripts, to publish to various platforms, all in order to help you make the game you're envisioning. And that means that you can do a lot of the same, I might even argue all of the same things that you can do in a specialized e-learning tools. And you can get started without breaking the bank. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Before we part, I want to leave you with this. These tools, as you might imagine, have their own learning curves. So it's not like they're just a snap. But I'd argue each tool or technology that you encounter in your career will also have a learning curve, and you'll be continuously learning, continuously acquiring the skills to use new technologies. So I would encourage you not to consider that a deal breaker. I honestly wanted to bring game makers to your attention because they just strike me as being a category of affordable but well-supported tools that you can use to create really interesting, well-designed interactions for your portfolio or in your paid work. They'll give you both the flexibility and the power to create rich interactions, finely tuned. Because they aren't built to live up to a particular idea of e-learning, you can perhaps realize a radically different vision as you try to create a learning experience. And I really think that you'll get the relevant experience in design and development using these tools. You'll get knowledge that will carry over to an e-learning authoring tool and the way you design for them. This experience will even allow you to bring a new skill and tool set to the table in any organization you work with. Thanks again for listening. I'd love to hear if any of you other ID newbies are using game makers for experimentation or portfolio projects. I'm currently focusing my side projects on exactly this area of game making, and I'm having a blast. If you've made something with Twine or Construct 2 or Game Salad or any game maker, let me know. I am at AnthChris on Twitter, or you can shoot me an email at kristen@dearinstructionaldesigner.com. And hey, one more thing, please do leave a rating and review on iTunes. It helps other people find the show and lets me know how I'm doing. I would really appreciate it. I'll talk with you again soon. Take care.